This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And this is our Spring On Air fundraiser. It's the first day, but if you want to get your contribution out of the way, you can do so right now by going to our website, supportkuaf.com, and making your pledge there.
In the past few years, it seems the world has gotten a little bit smaller and our understanding of the world a little bigger. Public radio, KUAF, and listener support have made that understanding possible. Without listener support, reporters could not be placed all over the world or the region. Without listener support, KUAF could not afford to pay for the programs that you depend on, programs like Ozarks at Large. Your support to KUAF is important, and we are asking you to make your contribution now, to do your part. You can pledge your support right now online at supportkuaf.com.
Our annual budget is a little bit over $1 million, and I think something like 75% to 80% is what we get from
listeners.
The local community, from our listeners, yes, who call in and support us. Something like $800,000 come from our listeners. So the biggest chunk of our annual budget is because of fantastic contributing listeners who continue to give year after year because they want to support this public radio station. They want to support the news and music and entertainment stories that they hear. And the only way we can continue to do that is by having our listeners continue to support us.
It's a lot of money, but we don't ask just one listener to foot that bill.
No.
We come on the air right now, like we are right now, and ask all of our listeners to come together. Every little contribution adds up to make up that $800,000+.
Yeah, and I often hear people say that they think they can't give enough, or they're worried that it won't matter. Well, it does matter. Every $5 that somebody gives us, every $10 somebody gives us, heck, every $1,000, we have people who can give us $1,000. And if you're blessed enough to do that, by all means. But if you can only give $5, every little bit counts, because together those $5, those $10 begin to add up. And that's how we are able to continue to pay for the programming here at KUAF that you have come to enjoy and rely on.
Right. So decide what you can afford and the contribution, what value you put on KUAF, and make your contribution right now at supportkuaf.com.
And thank you.
This is Ozarks at Large. Peter Lippincott is a creative fellow. The Fort Smith resident has earned the Living Treasure Award from the Arkansas Arts Council for his fine work with pottery. He's also just released his second CD that includes 12 of his own songs and Peter singing and playing guitar and bass and slide guitar and mandolin, tambourine, organ, harmonica, even a damaged banjo he bought in France. His second CD is titled Brain Freeze, and like his first, it includes a photograph of a shuttered business from along Highway 14 on the cover.
Well, the first CD was called Making Lemonade, and right across the road from Brain Freeze, and the first thing we saw driving down Highway 14 was the lemonade stand that some kid had cobbled up years ago. And I went back a year later because I remembered the Brain Freeze, but I was so taken with the lemonade stand, I thought, well, that's enough. That'll be the cover of my first CD. So then I saw, I remembered the Brain Freeze, and we went back, and the lemonade stand was totally destroyed. You know, it was just all broken down and gone. So we caught it.
Wow.
At its apogee.
So 12 songs on this. Tell me about how you decided which would go on the second CD.
Well, it was when I was making the first one, I was writing the second one, and so it was just kind of what's coming along chronologically. And actually, one of the songs on there I wrote when I was in college, Marigold. So that's an oldie moldie, but I wanted to revisit it.
And on this one, boy, you do a lot of different things.
I do. It's a great treat to be able to play a lot of different instruments. And with the whole idea of tracking different instruments one at a time, that allows me to do that. And that was a dream that I had in college, and the equipment would have cost me over $100,000 at the time. And now if you've got a computer and a recording program, I mean, you could probably even do it with GarageBand.
Right, right. Well, it's just the partial list here. Guitar, bass, mandolin, of course, vocal, slide guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Slide.
Yeah. I used to, in fact, in college, I played quite a bit of slide guitar and had a couple of Resonator guitars and old Nationals that I picked up. One my son now has, and another one I sold at a shop in Berkeley, California. So,
what do you not play yet that you would like to know how to play?
Well, actually, I played clarinet in junior high and high school, and I now have bought myself a clarinet again. And so I'd like to get back to doing that. What else would I like to play?
Bagpipes?
No, well, I've played a little fiddle. I'd like to be better at that than I am. It's even possible that I could, since you can try over and over again when you're recording in your own studio, time is no, you're not burning money when you're trying things out, that I could probably work some of that in sometime.
Great. Would you like to play something from Brain Freeze?
Sure. Well, I think I'll play Under My Skin.
Oh, okay. That's the first song on the CD.
There, okay. Yeah, there you go. I was sitting down when I read your letter. Cried for a while. Now I'm feeling better about everything but the damn hard weather and the stone cold fact that we're not together. Shuck and grin, babe, I got you under my skin. You're under my skin like a chomping chigger. The direction of infection, it's hard to figure, but the itching's getting worse and the welts are getting bigger. You got the gun and you tripped the trigger. You played a hunch, now your punch stuck in my craw. You're stuck in my craw like a lump of liver. You're pumping something you won't deliver. You coldly sold me down the river. Now I stand naked in the rain and shiver. The tide rolled in. Babe, I got you under my skin. Got you under my skin, and the worst is part. You're under my skin right near my heart, I think. Out to go insane when I feel you jiggling my jugular vein. You're under my skin, out of control. You're under my skin where you found the hole where I let you in. Babe, I got you under my skin. Things go better when we help one another. No bother to bear the burden of your brother when he's down and dusted, broke and busted. Time going to see all the scales adjusted, weave and spin. Babe, I got you under my skin. I got you under my skin, out of control. Under my skin, where you found the hole where I let you in. Babe, I got you under my skin. Got you under my skin, out of control. Under my skin, where you found the hole where I let you in. Baby, let me under your skin. Won't you let me in? Baby, let me under your skin.
That's delightful. In the liner notes, you mentioned a mandolin that you found in France.
A banjo.
I'm sorry. Yes, a banjo.
Yeah. In France, instead of garage sales, they have vide-grenier, which means to empty the attic. And so in all the towns around where we have a house in southwest France, they have vide-greniers on various weekends, and so you just go out and pick through other people's trash. And some people are professional vigrenier cellars. They go from one to another. And in most towns, the local people come out and augment the professionals that do it as a full-time occupation. And I just came across this totally derelict banjo. It was a six-string banjo, which is sometimes called a gitjo because it's sort of between a guitar and a banjo. It's tuned like a guitar. Totally derelict, but I thought I could. It had no head. It had no strings. Some of the wood was delaminating. And
it was barely there.
Oh, it was barely there. But I thought, well, I might go up to 10, maybe even 30 euros to buy this thing, and asked the guy the price, and he said 3.
And then you rehabilitated it?
Yeah, then I actually disassembled it enough, took the neck off because it was just bolted on through the inside of the rim, to get it in my suitcase, and brought it back to the States and worked it over, put a new head on it, and reworked the, polished up all the chrome. And
it's on the CD.
Yeah.
Well, would you like to play another?
Sure.
Great.
Sure. Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, you can come on home to me, and we'll dance again beneath the pepper tree, relive those tender moments that we knew. Every time I let my heart be haunted, every time I begin to believe that fractured fairy tale about a man whose love can never fail, I wished I'd saved the face card up my sleeve. I'm wasting time dreaming about you. I'm wasting time hoping you'll come back. Dear Abby did advise. She said, wipe the stars out of your eyes. Quit mooning round and get your life on track. Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, you can come on home to me, and we'll dance again beneath the pepper tree, relive those tender moments that we knew, relive those tender moments that we knew.
There's a beautiful, wonderful, timeless quality to that song. You know, you could tell me that that was something written in 1932.
Uh-huh.
And it just, it's beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, I had that figure on the guitar, that tune, and it just felt to me like it. And I was trying to write a song that was out of the 40s.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, it's beautiful.
with some references that wouldn't have been in the songs then, you know, but just the general feel of it, that's what I wanted to capture. So thanks for noticing.
Oh, gosh, it's gorgeous.
Thanks.
It's gorgeous. So you got a harmonica here.
Mm-hmm. Still got the mics where you want them. Can't believe you love me like you do today. Life is like a flowing river that'll bring new trials, or so it seems. We're standing in muddy water, but the coming flood can scrub us clean. Life is short, too short for sorrow, so we'll get along from day to day. Can we afford to trade tomorrow for the choices that we've made? Life is like crystal fountain, you can drink your fill from the purest stream, but there's danger up there on the mountain, so you gotta know how high to dream. Time will come when I will leave you. I hope that day may never come. Just for now, I think it may relieve you. Here I love you on my tongue. When I leave, as leave I must, when my bones have turned to dust, when my nails have gone to rust, can you tell me then I've got your trust? Day may come when I will leave you, but for now I'm here to stay.
Peter Lippincott lives in Fort Smith, and the title of his new CD is Brain Freeze. He'll perform all of the songs from the new CD, plus more, during a pair of CD release events next month. On May 3rd, he'll play a 6:30 show at The Cove in Fayetteville. He'll be joined by Dennis Collins and Sugar on the Floor for that show. Then May 10th, he'll play a 7 p.m. show at North 52nd Street in Fort Smith. That show will be with Bruce Hawley and Mike Cower. And we'll hear another song from Peter recorded inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio Sunday morning at 9 on this weekend's edition of Weekend Ozarks at Large.